Welcome back to this 2020 podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we're going all the way to Singapore, and we're going to speak to two actresses. First up is...
Ellie Gaskell.
I think she's 16 years old. She does a lot of musical theater. Let's just listen to a little sample of her voice.
Just you and me. We'll live, you'll see.
She's there in Singapore. I have no idea how you get work there, how she ended up there. Very fascinating. We're just going to call and let's see what she has to offer you. And here we go. Let's see if I can call Singapore. It's so weird.
Hello.
Hey, it's Johnny Keith with Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm good.
I'm good. So I'm calling Singapore right now, huh?
Yes, you are.
So how did you end up in Singapore?
I moved here when I was 8 because my parents came here to teach. So they teach at the American school here. And that's where I go to school.
Oh, yeah. I noticed that on your resume. I'm like, huh, that's how you got to end, huh?
Yeah.
Are you going to be there for like 10 more years?
I'm going to probably be here 2 more years just to finish up high school. And then I'll probably go to college somewhere, probably the U.S. or Australia, maybe. Who knows?
All right, so if you move to Australia, are you hoping you're going to get the accent where you'll start talking like that?
Maybe. That would be really interesting to develop an accent over there.
Well, you can just learn and mimic it so you can play the local hire parts. So you can go to college.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Be on the movie. You could do a couple of lines. Why don't you try to do an Australian accent?
G'day, mate. Like, I sound so bad with accents.
We'll get into all your musical theater and all that stuff because mm-hmm. You're amazing and all that. But you know what? Watching your YouTube videos, I think you should be a host of something, don't you?
Yeah, I did YouTube videos for a while there, mostly for my friends at school. Yeah, that was really fun doing them.
Hey, so how did you get the acting bug in the first place? Like, what was your like, hey, I want to do that?
Well, it was kind of like 2 parts. So the first part was I went to New York to visit some friends around 2015. So I was like in 6th grade. I saw Phantom of the Opera on Broadway for the first time. And I was like, wow, that's so cool. It was like my first ever show. And I was just absolutely blown away. And then once I got back to school here, I had some friends who were like really into Broadway and everything. So it was like our personal mission to reach the notes that she sings in that show. And so that kind of brought me more into theater. And then I auditioned for the school play that year. So that was Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe. And so that was kind of like my introduction into acting.
Wow. Since then, it seems like you have a lot of theater credits. I'm looking at almost 8 or 9 of them already.
Yeah, it's been a big ride. It's like a lot of work, but it's been really exciting.
That's great. So the music behind the magic, what was that? A Disney showcase? That looked pretty professional.
Yeah. So I got contacted by someone to be a performer at this interactive Disney concert. So it was at this huge museum here called the Art Science Museum. And basically like kids would just come in with their parents, sit on the ground and everything. So I got to work with some amazing musicians, like a little concert for the kids. So that was really fun.
Well, that was cool. Hey, on your YouTube channel, you're singing that song from Anastasia. Who's playing the piano?
Oh, that's just a backing track.
Oh, really? I thought somebody was in the room like playing it and you were just doing it like that. Okay. That's really good.
Thank you.
So the baking business you have, what do you bake?
Oh, I used to bake like cupcakes, brownies, cookies, mostly cupcakes. And I would just deliver them to people around Singapore or just at school. But I was like up till 1 a.m. baking every day. So I kind of also had to give that up, especially around like holidays. It just got so crazy.
It's a lot. Wow. So Funhouse, Small Allison.
Mm-hmm.
So was there an older Allison?
Yeah. So in that show, it centers around Allison's life. So it's like Small Allison, Medium Allison, and then Normal Allison. So it's like about how she discovers her sexuality and stuff like that. So I played the youngest Allison in that show.
Oh, that's cool. Did all the Allisons get along backstage?
Yeah, for sure. They were really cool. They were so nice.
I could never get anybody to say anything bad. Oh, no. We were the best of chums. You know, every time. Every single time.
I gotta say, back then, like, I was extremely nervous and awkward. So I was watching some of the promo videos the other day, and I just, like, could not talk to them. Like, I was so quiet. I was like, I don't know why I wasn't talking to them, but yeah.
Yeah, so teens, well, adults too, but teens, they kind of, you know, get addicted to stuff. They have an addiction problem, and I kind of hear you have one. I hope I say this right. It's a coma mochiato.
Oh, yeah. So I am like the biggest Starbucks addict. Yeah, I get Starbucks like almost every day. I got one today. Yeah, it's kind of like my friends are concerned for me. They're like, Ali, like you're addicted to caffeine. Yeah, it's kind of a problem, but I love it so much.
Yeah, I get it. But every financial planner is sitting there going, okay, if she spends that much in Starbucks and she put that in a non-interest bearing account, by the time she's 50, she would have $2 million.
Yeah, I know. It's like up to $10 a day here, but it's like my dad also shares the same addiction. So, you know, I kind of like getting into that. It's like one thing we just can't get rid of.
Mm-hmm. So when you were there in Singapore, did you already have your French bulldog, the Hank, or did you get him when you were there?
Oh, we got our French bulldog when we were here. We now have two. So we have like Hank, who's big. He's so big. So we have Hank, and then we got a smaller one named Gigi, and she's kind of my dog. So we take care of them here.
That's cool. The quarantines, there will be light. That was pretty amazing. I thought, this is going to be, what is all this Zoom stuff? I turned it on. It was professional and amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have fun doing that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that was great. I liked it. That was put together very well.
Yeah, it's been really interesting because it kind of opens up a lot of opportunities and you get to try out new things. So yeah, it's been really fun.
Have you, before an audition, say you're like all crazy, have you ever just cried just to get it all out and then you're fresh and you go in there and do the audition?
Well, nerves is like, they're terrifying. Going into an audition, it's kind of hard to get all your nerves out. Usually, I kind of just black out. Like, I'm so nervous that I can't even remember what I did inside the room. But I mean, most of them have turned out okay. But my mom always is like, just Ellie, just breathe. I feel like it helps a little bit. It kind of just gets you into the zone. A little stress never hurt anyone, so.
No, the reason I was asking, because there was one of your videos where you were saying that's kind of how you deal with stress. Instead of keeping it in, just go give it a good cry, get it out, and you're good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I've found over the years that I'm like a stress crier. So, you know, sometimes just like letting it out. Of course, never in public, but like when I'm at home, just being able to get it out in a healthy way.
Uh-huh. Well, that's good. That's good. You just like knock it out. All right, I'm done with it. I don't have to deal with that anymore. So do you plan on staying for 2 more years? And then, because right now you're 16, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so are you going to go to college?
No. I have been looking into stuff like NYU at Abu Dhabi, because if you get in there, apparently tuition is a lot lower or free, and then you get to spend like semesters abroad. So I have been looking into colleges like that, but I'm also thinking of possibly a gap year. I'm not completely sure, but it would be great just to get out there, because I also am very interested in science, so possibly considering that as something I go to college for. I just don't really know, but I have 2 more years to figure it out, so.
So how do you get acting work there? I noticed you got like a lot of theater, you know, a lot of vocal training, but how do you get TV gigs there? Or is it possible? Have you got one yet? Or how's it work?
It is a little harder because mostly here they're looking for Asian actors. So it has been quite difficult. I know for Fun Home, I don't think they were really looking for me, but fortunately I got that role. But it's like, I can't go up for certain awards because I'm not Singaporean. So it has been a little bit difficult, but I've mainly been doing school productions. Like, luckily there are some very wealthy people at my school, so we get a lot of money for our theater program. So it's been really great, like having a professional theater. I got to fly on a harness, so like it's been really interesting. So
that's great. Yeah. That's so great. Sounds like you're having a great childhood, and you're aware you're having a good childhood, which is nice.
I know. It's definitely, my life here is amazing. There's so many things I get to do that I probably wouldn't be able to do in the U.S. and amazing friends. It's really interesting to think like what would have happened if I never moved here.
Oh, I know. So what's the language there?
So I think there's 4 national languages. So most people here speak English, but I think Chinese is one of the main languages here. And then I think Tamil is one of them. And I'm actually not sure about the other one.
Really? Do you know any of it? Did you pick up some lingo?
I did take Chinese in 2nd grade, but then I moved on to Spanish. So yeah, all my friends speak Chinese.
Oh, really? And they didn't teach you like any words or anything like that?
No, they usually like talk behind my back, and they're like, if they think it's so funny that I can't understand.
Oh, we totally start getting that Rosetta Stone and just start listening. Just so you can pick up, you're like, I know they're talking about me.
Yeah, I took Spanish here because I had family who lived in Mexico. So you know, I've just been learning. I'm not like super good, but yeah, just picking up that.
So television shows, so like who's like an actress that you identify with? Like, oh, I could probably play the parts that she's playing.
Ooh, I don't know about that one. Maybe like Millie Bobby Brown, because she's like only a couple days older than me, I think. So yeah, it's so weird. I'm like, wow, look at her, you know, living her life.
You're the 2nd person who said that name.
Yeah, it's really cool because she's my age. So it's really cool to see someone that young kind of just go out there.
Oh, wow. You know what? I should try to get her on my show, huh? So, I mean, where do you see yourself like after college? Do you see yourself being a scientist or do you see yourself in a TV show or like what's your vision? What's your dream?
I would love to be on Broadway, maybe get myself into some TV. I mean, that would be incredible. I know it is hard to make it as an actor. So I fortunately have a lot of different interests. So I could also see myself going into something else. I don't know what exactly. Med school has always intrigued me. It's kind of scary because knowing there's a lot of uncertainty and never knowing if you're going to get cast, it can be really scary. So, but I mean, if you're passionate about it, then it's kind of worth it.
That's true because you're just going on your own journey anyway. You're just seeing the world through your eyes. It's about that. Follow your dreams. But it's just so great because a lot of people don't get to start their careers until they're like getting out of their parents, you know, who weren't supportive and they're already like 22 or 23 and they're trying to start. And look at you. You've already got this great foundation. So when you're up there, you're light years ahead of the people that you're going to be competing with. I think it's really good, don't you?
Yeah, it's, you know, I always feel like I'm behind, but the fact that I even get to do anything right now, the fact that I have supportive parents is just really incredible. It's been a really fun experience here.
Yeah, well, plus you're not in middle school anymore. You're like in high school. You got control of your life. You got some freedom. It's not like you're in a box. Go here, walk there, sit there, do this, do that. You're like, oh my God, really? Because I always ask sometimes, I interview a lot of 12-year-olds and a lot of 13-year-olds. And I always say, hey, what's the difference between 12 and 13? And some people go, it really isn't much that different. And then other people say, you know what? I feel like I have more choice or more control. So I guess it's just a stepping stone. And I guess high school is kind of like that, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely prefer high school over middle school.
Yeah, me too. Hey, so like other girls your age, like what advice would you have for them?
I think just if you're really passionate about something, you should definitely go follow it because at the end of the day, you don't want to be stuck doing something that doesn't make you happy. And it can be scary to go out there and feel like you're young and you don't really know what you're doing. But if it truly makes you happy, everything will kind of play itself out and at least you'll have fun doing it.
That's so true. That's true. So, hey, where would the best place online to be people to find out more information about you?
I would say my website. So that's elliegaskell.com. And also I have a public Instagram page that's at official Ellie Gaskell. And then you can also find my backstage profile as well.
That's awesome. I'll have links to that. So I had a lot of fun doing research on you. I really liked watching your videos. I love the way you connected with the camera. I was like, wow, she should be a host. She's so good. She's so good. So that's great. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know if you were going to have an accent. I just didn't know. I was like, Singapore? That's very interesting. So thanks for writing and thanks for taking time out of your day to be on my show.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for this opportunity. It was great talking to you.
Great.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
So we're going to continue right here in Singapore, and we're going to speak to the persona of General Ling. Her name is Elaine Lim. She was on Asia's Got Talent. She is a beatboxer. What is that? Well, I was around in the 80s. Kind of went something like... Whatever. I have no idea. Not only does she do this in English, she does it in Chinese.
你可知道我多次放在夫妻睡不着，被人惊吓梦想天开理想追不到，有时害怕失败，想到自己吃不消，还是硬着头皮鼓励自己攀得高，可曾想过自己终究为自己活，生命为己而过，快乐自然有收获，能得过且过并不是脆弱，生活要怎么过，我让你去琢磨，并不代表你该记下梦想。
Why don't we just get her on the phone and let's see what she has to offer you. And here we go.
Hello.
So how are you? I'm Johnny Keith, Actors 2020 Podcast. Did you grow up there in Singapore?
Well, currently live in Malaysia.
Okay. Just spoke to somebody from Singapore.
Oh, thank you.
Looking at the map. And so I saw Singapore. Malaysia's right up above.
Yep, I'm actually just 20 minutes away from Singapore.
I'm looking at all your stuff online and because I do like a little rap myself and you're very impressive. You're really good at what you do.
Thank you. The one you heard was the rap in Chinese.
Yeah, it was great though. I don't know what you're saying, but it's really good.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It flows like really, really well. So was it like frustrating for you, say, once you got control of your life and you got older, you're like, okay, so I'm just going to go sign up for a beatboxing school now. There's this studio right on the corner and you walked everywhere and you couldn't find one. Wasn't that frustrating? Not have a place to develop your talent?
Actually, it's a little bit different because I was a very sporty kid, so I never really thought about forming. So then when I met my current partner, who we have been together for about 14 years, he was like, hey, you want to join acapella? I was like, acapella, what's that? You know, so I just tried joining it. And then that's when I was like, oh, hey, like people are making sounds out of like using their mouth to make drum sounds. So I was like, oh, what's that? And I started learning from there. I learned from him. And then that's when I met the community and I did it more and more. But then my life actually started because then I had to go to the army because the army paid for my school. So I had to go to the army. And it was a traumatizing time for me. And then that's when I realized I couldn't do it without music. And I was like, oh, now I'm in a full-time job. I have to make the decision. Do I leave or do I like stay? So it was like a lot of back and forth. And I was dealing with depression upon a time. It was a lot of stuff because, you know, army is like, they just want you to listen and obey and just do everything they ask you to do. And I'm a person who like question why?
Exactly.
You know, so that becomes a problem because I had the tendency to be both in camp as well and everybody hated it. But that's when I realized I couldn't do without music. I was like, oh man, like, I think I'm in the wrong place. And that's when I made the move to quit. And then during that, I was forming up my beatboxing school in Singapore. So it's called Beatsing Music. So it's been running for, I think, since 2015 proper. From there, we started to go into schools and we started to teach kids how to make music with their mouth. And of course, the kids had fun. The teachers not so much because then the kids would practice in class.
Because that makes so much noise. But developing your skill, back when you were in the army, when a lot of people had time off, they would probably go drink or sleep. You were like running down and doing like battles and competitions and then having to get back before midnight like Cinderella to get back to camp.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's hardcore. You made the best use of your time because you knew when you had control of your time, you wanted to make the best of it and do what you're passionate about.
Yeah. And during the point of time, I realized I just wanted to perform. So I was like, okay, I don't care if I'm wasting money right now or I'm wasting like precious sleep time. I'm just going to go perform. At least I feel happy and satiated that I did that and then go back to camp and then start all over again.
So you developed a school where you teach younger kids how to do what you do and develop their skills because there's really no school for them to go to except for what you created.
Yeah. So story behind that, I saw a company that was trying to promise schools a lot of beatboxes, but then the beatboxes end up taking just the money of the school and they're not teaching properly. So you have like maybe out of 9 classes, you have 3 who is actually teaching proper, another 3 who's just showcasing. And also people see it as street art. So no one was willing to pay money for it. You know, they expected to pay us maybe like $10 or $15 kind of rate. Like in Singapore, we call it community center rate. So I was like, oh, what can I do? So then that's when I came up with, okay, let's show people that we are professionals, just changing, you know, having a uniform. We look like camp instructors, of course, but we look proper when we represent and we go into, you know, rather than before that, people are just wearing like durag and like saggy pants and just like caps and they just walk into the class. It's a huge difference. Just with that, we upped our price.
That's very important. You know what they call it here in America? They call it wrapping your package. People respect you more when you dress nice. I was at a hotel at a speaking event. I wore a suit and this guy opened the door for me. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I went to my room and changed to my gym clothes. I walked right by him. He didn't even recognize me.
Oh, man.
What you're saying is very important. It's very truthful. You get respect just by the way you present yourself.
Yeah.
Very smart. Right. Hey, I read on your resume, too. It says you were on Asia's Got Talent.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny. We watch that show here in America all the time. I don't watch a lot of TV, but that's one of the shows I watch. And I always love it when people come up there and perform. Or even if they go up there and, because I interviewed a lot of people from America's Got Talent, they tell me such stories. It's scripted or how if they want to make fun of you, they'll make fun of you. It's like you don't really have any control.
It was a surprise for me because that was when my bubble broke. Like beforehand, my friend was telling me like the world is a lie because reality TV is a lie. I'm like, no. And then I went there for myself and I said, oh, actually, it is a lie. You know, like the crowd that you see waving, you know, like they're so excited to see the judges. Oh my God, they're contestants. I was like, oh, yeah, my life is a lie during then.
That's so great. So you went and represented Singapore at the Berlin Beatboxing Championship. So you traveled there physically to do it?
That was really insane as well because all the while, the reason why I competed in Singapore was because I just wanted to represent as a female and there wasn't any female representatives at that point in time. So I was always just going there, not to win per se for the competition, it's just to show that I'm here, like just to show up. But then somehow or other, effort that I put in got me into the top 16. online, and then that's when my friend was like, hey, that's the World Beatbox Battle is opening, why don't you try and submit? I was like, okay. So I did that. I was in the middle of teaching, and suddenly I saw a text from her. She's like, hey, congratulations. I was like, what are you congratulating me for? And I was just like, and I looked at her, oh, you know, like, I wasn't prepared for it because I wasn't ready to battle, you know. So when they came, I was like, oh, it was a really good experience too, to see how the World Beatbox, the circle of the World Beatboxers actually works, how supportive they are, and to see how the Berlin, which is the World Beatbox Championship, started, looking at their humble beginnings. So it was a lot of learning experience for me. I'm very thankful that I got to go. Of course, representing Singapore is just like, apparently a lot of my friends were like, yay, you created history, because there hasn't been a female beatboxer in Singapore to represent in the world stage, and I'm apparently the first one.
I like when I read people's bios, they're actors, you know, influencers, they say all that. I liked one word that I saw in yours that said, you're a vocal percussionist. Is it because of your beatboxing?
So vocal percussionist is the term that we would use more in acapellas. So because the difference in vocal percussion and beatboxing is that actually lies with the type of sound that is used. So in terms of maybe in old times, right? Vocal percussing would probably be like or something like that, you know, that kind of more vocal, you can hear the vocal sounds more. And then beatboxing will be more towards the electronic drum sound. So like instead. But since being in the acapella scene for so long, that now it has totally evolved. Now that your vocal percussionists are beatboxers, they do beatboxing sound. So then the only difference would be that one sticks within just strictly drum sounds, and the other one has more like special effects and funny sounds, or even just creating a music piece out of your own mouth. But vocal percussion is more of, you are the drummer, you're there to keep time, and you're there to work with the group. You can't really show off as much unless you have like a certain maybe a 4-bar maybe just to show off, and after that you just have to go back into the song because you are holding down the song. That's the job of a vocal percussionist.
What's the future for you? What's the next 5 years looking like for you?
Well, my next 5 years is getting a little bit busy because right now I'm also working and pushing a music label with my label partner. So we're having some artists come on where I'm learning so much about like the releasing music, what are the things you need, what are the assets you need, like how do you think of marketing? Like these are not things that I think of, you know, like marketing and business, it wasn't my forte. So it will be building up my label, settling down maybe in Malaysia and actually getting things running and being able to help more artists in Asia, especially to get their music out, because we realize that not everybody knows how to get their music out. And there are so many gurus out there who says, I can help you do this, I can help you do that. But, you know, like you have to pay them a lot. So we're trying to establish a proper platform for Asia artists to actually get their music released, being able to make money off music, which I find is very important because, you know, there is a lot of, they call it starving artists. We just want to really push and break that stereotype. Like, you know, people are not starving artists. They are great musicians and they deserve to get paid.
Right. How do you pronounce the name of that record company? Is it Nusantara? I can't say.
Nusantara.
NusantaraRecords.com, right?
Yeah. So it, effectively, it means archipelago. So you can call it like Island Group Records. So basically, these are the islands of Indonesia, and it's pretty fascinating because it includes a lot of countries, included Taiwan, included Philippines, included Thailand, Brunei, Malaysia, Indonesia. So these are all like, it was a huge piece of land.
Wow. So wrapping up here, is there anything else you'd like to say or where people can find you online for more information?
Well, for more information, you can find me at General Ling, that is GeneralLing, on Instagram or Facebook. If you want to hit me up for beatbox lessons or just a chat, I'm down. Nowadays, with connections, we get to connect. Like, I'm in Malaysia right now, and you're in Cali, I'm guessing?
Yeah, I'm in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. That's, like, really far, and without technology, that wouldn't have been possible.
Exactly. I appreciate it that you took time out of your day to be on my show. I really love listening to your story.
I appreciate you actually finding out so much about me and actually reading into everything that I submitted. Like, that was a surprise to me. Like, whoa, you dug up from what I did to what I'm doing now. Like, that's crazy, dude. So I really appreciate you having me. I enjoyed it. It was a very good journalism background check that you did. And, you know, I enjoyed the conversation most of all, most importantly.
Me too. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Well, that's the update from Singapore and Malaysia. If you want to get a hold of Elaine Kim, just go to Instagram. It's under General Ling, GeneralLing. And if you want to get in touch with Ellie Gaskell, it's official Ellie Gaskell, officiallelygaskell, on Instagram. And we're also going to have links to both their backstage profiles in the description area. We have so many amazing actors coming up on the show. We have kids, we have teens, we have tweens, and we also have adults. So wherever you're listening, whether it's on Apple Podcasts, Google Cast On, or anywhere of the over 100 places that you can get this podcast, wherever you're listening, just click a like, click a share, click a review, download, embed. We would appreciate it. Actors2020podcast.com. You can also go there to follow, share, download, and embed. Now, take us out, General Ling.
<音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音>